Hello, welcome to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Gregory. Thanks so much for joining me for this 307th episode of the podcast. I appreciate you listening, no matter what platform you're on, or if you're switching podcast platforms, thanks for sticking with it. Really do appreciate that. If you like the podcast, you can always subscribe on any one of the major platform players, Spotify, Apple, Google, or anywhere those places the podcast is found. And a ranking or a review up there would be really great. It helps other people find the podcast. So I really appreciate you taking that time and effort. If you've done so, or if you're considering that, I would really appreciate that. This week, I wanted to talk about the importance of friendship in photography. And actually, it's just, sort of friendship in life. I've been thinking a lot about, the way people come in and out of our lives, the way people move. Sometimes they're here for a long time, sometimes for a short period. Sometimes we have friends that are more acquaintances. Maybe we have acquaintances that really develop into stronger friendships. I've been thinking a lot about that because I think, friendships and community is important. I think the ability to have conversations and share our lives in a meaningful way with people beyond our family is important. And I think for a lot of us, probably our friends are our family. And as I was thinking about our creative practice and our creative life, like I said, I think there's some people you have that are, they're seasonal friends or they're situational friends or they're friends you had in college and you just don't ever see them again. And some of those friends last a lifetime. And I think that's really a cool experience. I also think about the different type of friends we have. And, we have friends, I think, that, when things are good, they're good friends to have. And when things are bad, they're not necessarily the greatest friend. I think the mark of a great friend is somebody who's there through thick and thin. They're there through the ups and the downs, good and bad. They can be honest with you. They can tell you the things you need to hear. And yet at the same time, they can be a shoulder. If you've got a hard time, an emotional time, you need a shoulder to cry on. They're there and they're of significance and, they help make your life better. And I was thinking about the question in photography that sort of related to this was, who's your photo buddy? Who is your photography friend? Not your photography acquaintance, not your, person you aspire to one day meet or anything like that. Your imaginary friend, but your actual friend. Not that imaginary friends aren't important. They're very important. I have several, but the actual friends you have, what is it about those friendships and those relationships as it relates to your photography that makes it better? And also, do you have the right friendships in photography? Sometimes we have to break, and cut the strings of friends that don't do things for us. They don't support us. They're not good for us. They create a toxic environment. And I think for some of us, we might have some toxic environment friends. And when it comes to photography, they're, unbending in their ability to learn and grow. They're hypercritical. They're whatever it is, whatever your hot button issue is for friends, they're it. So as you think about your friends, think about your photography friends. And, in some of your cases, that might be somebody who's a friend that's outside photography. They may be just a great friend and you share that passion together. But what is it that makes a good, a good friend in photography? So outside the emotional support for life and all of those things. But in photography, I was thinking about, what are the things from a friendship in photography that would be photographic related or creative related that would be important? And like I already mentioned one of those, I think honesty is really important because with honesty comes trust. And that when things aren't right, when things have been not done well or misspoken or not communicated clearly, you have the opportunity to have somebody who's willing to say that to you in a supporting way that can be heard, a way that you can respond to and act upon and make changes if necessary. And not everybody's willing to do that. I think some people, they're worried what's going to happen if they say something, or they're worried about the response we're going to have back if we get angry. But I think a true friend, an honest friend, is willing to say something, even if it's slightly uncomfortable for both parties and for both people, to move forward. And I think in our photography, that's important because a lot of times, whether it's creating work, whether it's sharing work, it's the way we respond to work, it's how we communicate with people about equipment, whatever it is. And I think sometimes that honest, truthful opinion really matters. And I think that's at the, the cornerstone of a really solid photography friend, well, friendship in general, but photo friendship. I think the other thing that the a photography buddy would do, a photography friend would do, is they would be, you know, in the same vein as honest, but they would be direct with you about the quality of work you're creating, the type of work you're creating, and offer ways that in their experience of your photography and your photography practice, how you could improve and get better. And then on some way hold you accountable. So maybe it's that you don't, you know, edit your photographs well. Maybe it's you don't compose well. Maybe it's you buy a lot of equipment but don't photograph. Maybe you spend all your time talking about wishing you could take photographs instead of actually taking photographs. Whatever it is, I think your friends can have that conversation with you to help you understand what you need to do to become a better photographer. You know, take a class, stop buying equipment, stop or start something. But they're willing to have that conversation. And because they know you, because they've spent time with you, you know, that opinion should matter. And I think it's one of the areas that we might dismiss sometimes because we want to service our own ego. We want to service our own vanity that, you know, when it comes to buying equipment, our friends might say, you don't need that. What you need to do is shoot more photographs with the equipment you have. But yet you're insistent on buying this new $3,000-$5,000 camera lens because it's going to make you that much better. That your friends are willing, you know, to really go to the mat about what that means and what that conversation is. And so I think that's a really important aspect of friendship. I also think in the photo friend world, you know, getting you to think about new things is important. You know, as we have conversations, maybe, you know, maybe you meet up with your friends to have coffee and a donut through a mask. But anyway, in the old days, you meet up with your friends, or maybe you're doing a Zoom call now, that they push you to think about things. They expose you to photographers you hadn't considered. They expose you to ideas you hadn't considered. And they're willing to have a conversation about it. So it's not just something in passing that you saw on YouTube. You actually have the conversation about it. You get to discuss how it impacts you, why you think it's interesting, what you hope to get out of it. And that dialogue, that discourse that you have, I think is really important, because I think that's one of the things that in the world of having friends and even, you know, acquaintances we talk to all the time, but having those friends is that they're willing to help us grow. They're willing to help us change by having us think about new ideas and new concepts. I think the other thing friends do, and this sort of relates to what I talked about earlier with, you know, telling us what are, you know, new things to think about and what we need to know to improve in our photography, but they push us to be better. I think that's one of the things that I think about my friends who are artists and my friends who are creators. You know, they're always pushing me to try something different or to keep working on a project or to keep finishing. Or, you know, you talked about printing. Where are those prints? I haven't gotten to see those yet. Where are those? And I think that, you know, friends who really want to see us grow because they're invested in us. I think that's the, you know, the hallmark is they have an investment in us, in the relationship we've developed together, to all of us to become better. And they push us to become better. They push us to try to make sure we're successful, to try to do new and exciting things. And I think as friends, that's something we can make sure we're doing for others is, in addition to being that, you know, honest and being willing and able to push and think, that we're also there to help support somebody in their efforts to get better. And that last, you know, little bit also comes from, I think one of the hallmarks of a really good friend, particularly a photographic friend, is their ability to listen. Because I think a lot of our creative practice is we just get in habits. We get in rogue habits and we start doing things over and over again. But the ability to listen to what somebody's actually trying to communicate, what they're actually trying to say, and we don't make assumptions. We don't dive in with our own story and our own narrative over the top. But we truly listen to what somebody is going through in life or in their photography. How do we then allow that space for that person to be able to communicate what they need to communicate? Because I think a lot of times we can get to our own answers if we've got that support system, if we've got the support of somebody who's willing to listen to us and willing to share with us with their experience of what we're talking about in a meaningful way. And we're not thinking about how we're going to respond to the question or what I want to talk about next. You know, a lot of us, our favorite thing to talk about is the things we're interested in, not the things somebody else is interested in. And so to put that aside and to be really focused on what matters to this person, what matters to our relationship, matters to them and their family, to their photography, whatever it is, that deep listening, I think, is something critical in that process. So all of this led me down to thinking about answering the question, who is your photo buddy? Who is your photographic friend? Who's your photographic circle of friends? And are those people that are truly friends for you? Are they people that are honest and supportive and help you move forward, help push you move forward? Or are they just people out of habit you see and you've associated with? And so they're really surface level friends, but they don't have that deep, meaningful connection. And if you have somebody you're friends with and you're not getting the kind of conversations you want, and you're not having the kind of insights you used to have or want to have, I think it's an opportunity for you to step up and be honest and to be direct and supportive and communicate what you would like to have back into that friendship, back into that relationship. Because I think there's a interesting opportunity for us to get better as photographers. One of the things I've always been looking for is people who are excited about photography to have exciting conversations about photography. And some of those people are just exciting conversation people, but other people are, you know, people that I check in with, I become friends with, I stay friends with. And so there's all these different levels that we can associate with people. But I think for the people who are meaningful in your life, who you have a deep connection with, I think yeah, there's an opportunity there to always touch base and check in and see how things are going and making sure that you both are getting, you know, substance and significance, particularly around your photographic craft and process. Is there something in that relationship that the two of you could do to make it better, to make it stronger, to make the photography more engaging than just, hey, let's make a cool trip to a national park, or hey, let's do portraits of this person that we found, or whatever the actual subject matter is and the subject. But is there something beyond that? And I think you might find there's a great opportunity there to really deepen your relationship and deepen your friendship. Because at the end of the day, photography is about relationships. It's about the relationship to the photographer, to the subject matter they take. It's the viewer from the photograph. It's about building relationships. And I think the stronger our core relationships are, our foundational relationships are, the better our photography gets. So I would encourage you to think about that question. You know, who's your photo buddy? And are you having a great relationship with that person? And if not, you know, is it a relationship you want to continue? If it is, great, continue to improve. And if it's not, maybe it's time to think about, you know, maybe that was a situational or a college buddy that you need to get rid of. Not get rid of, I guess, transition away from. Some polite way of saying that. But anyway, you get focused on somewhere else for what you need. And again, you know, these are meaningful, deep relationships. Again, they're not instructor-teacher relationships. They're not virtual relationships. I'm talking about just real, long-time, committed relationships where you're both invested in what happens. So I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully you get to have great conversations and you're having great conversations with your photo buddies. And if you don't, you know, try to find some of those people who you could have those conversations with. And maybe your photo buddy ends up not being a photographer at all. Maybe it's a painter. Maybe it's a writer, a poet. Who knows? But having those deep conversations, those meaningful, insightful conversations, I think is something that could do everybody a lot of good. Hope you have a great week. Stay safe. Remember to wear your mask. Be a great photographer by wearing your mask. And you can always check out the podcast, remember, on any of the podcast platforms. Thanks again so much for listening and have a great week.